I want to get to something for my man here. We give a lot of people a lot of love up here in the radio station, but
this is true.
We got someone right here behind the decks.
The chairman of the boards.
The engineer. We call him Pros.
Pros, man.
But he's Pros the MC, and we got some joints. I've been making music with him for about 20 years now. And my man Vegas right here, which we'll be getting to as well. But right now, we want to feature my man because he's got a birthday coming up on Saturday. And, you know, so we haven't given him enough love. So, Pros, why don't you cue up that Party at the End of the World song?
Well, you know, it's our last show before the 21st.
Okay.
So I wanted to definitely make something for, you know, to commemorate that.
No doubt.
I don't believe that the world is ending. I believe that a world is ending. That said, if we're going to have the end of the world, let's have a party. So let's play that.
Word up. Life is like a party, and yo, parties are meant to last.
Yo, young blood. Come here for a second. They call you Pros. Pros, yeah. I'ma just let you know right off the top, boy, I like your style. I figure the world is kinda coming to an end in a way, shape, or form. So, I'ma roll with you. I heard about your plan. I figure like this. If we gon' go out, let's go out with a bang. Let's have a party.
They say the countdown started and we're seeing the signs. If you believe in what you're reading, the times, and we be on the grind. Follow the blind and leading the blind, trying to keep our ass free instead of freaking our mind. And as the hour approaches, it's harder to focus, cause it's really starting to look like it's hopeless. And everyone knows this, but don't nobody stand to oppose it. I guess we leaving that to the rats and roaches. Y'all ain't trying to hear it, and I really don't blame you. When everybody's suffering, ain't no one to complain to. But we just gotta last till the one from the manger returns and starts running everybody's behavior. Don't watch the news, it'll give you the blues, and it'll give you some views, but it ain't here for the truth. Like how the hand of the man's getting closer to you, and how the world's getting closer to through. What to do?
When it's all said and done, baby, me and my man having a party at the end of the world.
Party at the end
then you
of
can
the
bring
world.
Along your mans, you can bring along your kids and daddy, you can even bring a girl. Cause it was always part of the plan to have a party at the end of the world.
Come to the party.
Cause we're living like we really know what living's about. And if you're still living, give me a shot.
We done lost our minds, now we're losing our vision. I think it's time we came to a decision. We pursue our ambitions, but we could truly use a new vision. Cause it seems there's something true that was missing. If we knew what we lost, then I believe we'd find it. So maybe we're blinded, and just need to be reminded. Cause our hearts ain't changed quite as much as the times did. Fear wrote the check, but we must have co-signed it. We could have had it all, but we got rattled, y'all. So every day is a battle, y'all. It's just like a cattle call. We're basically collateral chattel, y'all. Misfits and nitwits addicted to Adderall, and ain't nobody really able to fix it. I know it's a sad song, but maybe we should try and remix it. Cause ain't nobody happy with this shit, and that'll probably get us on the hit list quick. So
when it's all said and done, baby, me and my man having a party at the end of the world.
Party at the end
then
of
you
the
can
world.
Bring along your mans, you can bring along your kids, and daddy, you can even bring a girl. Cause it was always part of the plan to have a party at the end of the world.
Come to the party.
Cause we're living like we really know what living's about. And if you're still living, give me a shot.
They say the new world order got us dead on arrival, so you better keep your head in the Bible. I said you could die too, so I'ma give you something to vibe to while you prepare for survival. The future's on its way, I hope I see you there. Cause here you can't drink the water or breathe the air. I pray for the world, I believe in prayer, and I ain't scared. Beware just means to be aware. Keep your eyes open, don't believe in the spokesman. Cause they putting Kool-Aid in your potion. They play your devotion, scam to control your emotions. The plan is to hold you, slow your motion, so let's move, baby. I can work it with you. It's one of the few things that it's worth it to do. When yo, I got a new dance, and it's perfect for two. It's called the death of the old world and birth of the new.
Cause when it's all said and done, baby, me and my man having a party at the end of the world.
Party at the end
then
of
you
the
can
world.
Bring along your mans, you can bring along your kids, and daddy, you can even bring a girl. Cause it was always part of the plan to have a party at the end of the world.
Come to the party.
Cause we're living like we really know what living's about. And if you're still living, give me a shot.
when it's all said and done, maybe me and my man having a party at the end of the world.
Party at the end
then
of
you
the
can
world.
Bring along your man, you can bring along your kids and daddy, you can even bring a girl. Cause it was always part of the plan to have a party at the end of the world.
Come to the party.
Cause we're living like we really know what living's about. And if you're still living, give me a shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like, man, you know what? I kind of like my song, man.
Always positive Word vibes, up, man. Man. Always positive vibes and good flow, man.
I so try, man.
Who made that beat?
I made that beat.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I actually made that beat on FL, man, a long time ago.
Yes.
Before I thought I was really good. It's one of the early ones.
Is that nice. Available for download or purchase?
This one right now is available for checking out at SoundCloud.com. When the show comes out, I will make it available.
Okay.
Until the end of the world. Okay. So if the world don't end, it'll just be free forever after that. And we can celebrate the party that we in, because it's the new world that I'm talking about.
Party over oops out of time. Whoosh.
Nope. You know what I mean?
Well, it's definitely a party up in here. So, man, we want to talk to you a little bit about your history and game and stuff like that.
For sure.
Talk about your political leanings, because I know you have a history of being a conspiracy brother. So
everybody call me conspiracy brother.
So,
yo.
I guess we say why are you an anarchist?
That's a good question, man. I consider myself what they call a golden spiritual anarchist. The thing that attracted me to anarchy first was the non-aggression principle. So everybody, you know, who wants to understand what true anarchism, which is not anarchy, was the non-aggression principle. And when I started to study anarchism, what it revealed to me was basically the world that we were already living under, and the antithesis of that. We live within a paradigm called thesis, antithesis, synthesis. This is a Hegelian thing. It's problem, reaction, solution. It's something that's being used by people with money and power. It's just something that's always been going on. It's empirical. It's not something I'm, you know, making up or that I'm discussing as a conspiracy. It's just what we see. There are problems that are created artificially. Every war we've been in the last 100 years, artificial. False flag events got us into them, etc. So when you start to understand that, you start to understand the dialectic. And if you want to present anything, you have to present it in the context of that dialectic, or, you know, it'll either be part of the thesis or part of the antithesis. You're forced to that because of the way society is structured. I'm out of that. I don't feel none of that. I don't buy into that.
Yeah.
And that's
you're not supposed to buy into the dialectic.
No. Either forced, side of the dialectic.
Forced paradox.
Right. It's when they're giving you this Hobson's choice, this catch 22 situation. Mm-hmm. We always are given choice A or choice B, and never ever even encouraged to believe that there's a possibility of C or D.
Yeah. Or a middle way.
Right. And, or anything. Right. Yeah. And generally the concept of the dialectic is to create a synthesis. You'll see it in, for example, communism versus capitalism.
Right, which is
you'll
one
see it
the same.
In Christianity versus Islam.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it in a lot of these different dialectics, to where we are given a choice to believe one or the other when, you know, both can't be true.
That's right.
When it's an artificial choice, because both of these assumptions don't necessarily have to be true themselves. Not only that, it's really important, I think, to understand the concept that we exist outside of reality. This is really actually a dream. This is not real.
Yeah, absolutely real.
We are three-dimensional, you know, creatures in a five-dimensional reality. And as a result of that, we experience things that we can't explain with our five senses, and we can't replicate with the evidence of our five senses.
Right. Because you're talking about a sensory thing, when there's also beyond sensory.
That's
there's
it.
There's meanings.
There are many
sensory.
Extrasensory
yeah,
levels.
So yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And,
you're touching
and,
on some good stuff, man.
Well, like
on
I said,
metaphysical.
This is 2012, and I think it all ties in. You know, I think it's important right now that we understand that it is on. You know, whether we choose it or not, the actual alignment of the planets. If you look at the actual physics of it, the quantum physics, the astrophysics of it, we're lining up with multiple stars. And also with the star that is at the heart of the galaxy, the galactic center. So there's basically light that's going to be hitting us that hasn't hit us before. in a concentrated form. What that means and what results from that is the real question.
All right, Joe. So you get real deep up in here. That's why we the Unseen Legion.
There's some new known unknown
concepts, right?
Yeah, and there's a new particle that they're discovering to be emitted from the sun that they can't explain in any other way that it behaves as if it has consciousness.
All right, man.
But anyway, let's get into one more of my joints.
You're getting real deep. So, I think, man, you got some in the song that will really get to this. So why don't you cue that up?
Let's word play up. It. This one is called It's On.
It's On and Poppin', baby.
Same from here. The final collapse is on. People still focusing on that bullshit. You know I can't say everything I want to on the phone, but I know you can get this truth to the people. They're spent to this beat. Let the world know what's really going down. Yo. It's on. There's some new known unknowns. I got some shit that I can't tell you on the phone. I put it in a song. Maybe that'll be enough to stop it. Either that or they'll consider me a prophet. It's on. We already so far gone. And people want to know what's really going on. I put it in a song. Maybe that'll lead to a solution. Everybody know we need a revolution.
Yo, a lot of people lost. Ain't gonna never see it coming. But I've been tipped off. So I gotta say something. You're digging your own grave if you're watching TV. That's how they make slaves in the land of the free. See, they use the news to confuse the issues. You demand laws that they use against you. Got a stake in the lies, so you hold them so tight. No matter how you lean, they controlling both sides. Trying to take away our sovereignty, turn us into property. Global monopoly, making money off of it. Forget the puppets, who holding the strings? If it's a game, fuck it, who owning the teams? If you ever get it from the inside man, psychopathic corporations got a genocide plan. Why you think they only getting rid of C? That's the first step in getting rid of me and you.
It's on. There's some new known unknowns. I got some shit that I can't tell you on the phone. I put it in a song. Maybe that'll be enough to stop it. Either that or they'll consider me a prophet. It's on. We already so far gone. And people wanna know what's really going on. I put it in a song. Maybe that'll lead to a solution. Everybody know we need a revolution.
You can't handle the truth. That's really not the issue. It ain't gonna matter when the FEMA come and get you. With the forced evacuation under emergency measures. You gotta keep yourself out them camps in the desert. Ain't gonna be nowhere to go when the city is contained. Just do what the fuck you're told. Get on the train. You're never coming back, but the Son of Man will. Appearing in the sky, the sun will stand still for real. Won't nobody know it's holographic. We'll be distracted by natural disasters brought by the fiends with the heart machine. On a team that you thought was green, it's obscene. I ain't following the plan. Ain't living on that level. Ain't dying in the sand. I ain't worshiping the devil, I ain't giving in to fear. I'm in it for the win, and I'll be right here when the next world begins.
It's on, there's some new known unknowns. I got some shit that I can't tell you on the phone. I put it in a song, maybe that'll be enough to stop it. Either that or they'll consider me a prophet. It's on, we already so far gone. And people wanna know what's really going on. I put it in a song, maybe that'll lead to a solution. Everybody know we need a revolution. It's on, there's some new known unknowns. I got some shit that I can't tell you on the phone. I put it in a song. Maybe that'll be enough to stop it. Either that or they'll consider me a prophet. Oh, we already so far gone. And people wanna know what's really going on. I put it in a song. Maybe that'll lead to a solution. Everybody know we need a revolution.
One right there, baby.
Yo, you like that one?
I love that. That was a hard rock joint.
Yeah, so, man, you sounded kind of angry and like you're about to storm the streets on that one.
That kind of reflects a little bit of how I feel people feel. You know, right. I think people already feel that way. Yeah, I think people do feel this way, and they really do. That's why Occupy, I think, you know, big up Kill Radio, Occupy Movement, was doing their thing and why they got out there in the streets. And I think that that's not a solution. I think we can't look out of us for the solution. We have to look in. And I think that none of us can claim to be exhibiting the type of behavior that allows us to pass the kind of judgment on each other to say that, that you know, you can't tell me nothing, or you can't, well, you have to do what I tell you to do. Look, rule yourself. Again, the core principle of anarchism is that I am my own master and that no one else will master me. But the reason we do that is because we respect and we will insist on everyone else's personal sovereignty as well, which eliminates the ability of a government to coerce you in any way, shape, or form.
Because we're all holding it down ourselves, right?
The solution is love. And once we get, I think that, I mean, you can't have it unless you have it for you. How are you going to get it for someone else? If you're asking someone else to make you free, you are asking to be their slave. You got to be free. You got to be free. You better own you. You know, it's the kind of things that I think about. And I guess that's what leads me to the last song, Rumination.
All right.
Again, that last one, It's On, and Rumination are both exclusive world premieres right here tonight. Right. So
you made all these tracks.
I made all these tracks. I recorded them all. I mixed them.
Yo, I want to talk about this beat right here in the background.
Incredible.
This is one we recorded back in 1994.
The subject.
93,
yeah.
Like
me and
that.
You made this beat.
Yep.
Sitting on an old Apple computer.
So me and Pros, we go way back. We've been doing this radio thing since I can remember, really.
Really?
I had a tape recorder in my hand since I was a kid.
So anyways,
man, we know you got lots of history, and we know you got lots of styles and lots of beats. So why don't you show us a different side?
I'm with that, man. One, again, is called Rumination. It's probably going to be on an upcoming project. I'm working on an album called Truth to Power, another album that's a hip-hop album dedicated to the art that this one's not going to be on. But we'll see what it do, which one come out first, you know what I mean?
All right.
Do it, baby.
Unseen Legion Radio, killradio.org.
Sometimes it feels like it's been this way forever. Rough. Times is hard for everybody right now, that's true. But we need a little perspective, I think. We need to remember, really. It ain't always been this way, it ain't gonna always be this way. And no matter what we going through, it's always about what's going through you, you understand what I'm saying? So, as long as we remember to hold each other up, instead of holding each other back. Hold each other down. We gon' make it. Yo, it's hard trying to go against the tide that's been rolling in this crazy cold world. Ain't nobody getting over in. Just let it go, cause it'll kill you if you hold it in. Get up in the morning and give it another go again. And this is how we spend the best of our years. Ain't got no time to stop and just reflect how we live. Or whether we worthy of respect from our peers or our kids. What it is just what it is. So of course we more concerned with how it looks than reality. Living a lie cause we hooked on that fantasy. And everybody gotta be a crook for their salary. I must be crazy cause that looks like insanity. I guess it's really just a matter of priorities. And if you're comfortable challenging the majority, a few of y'all already question authority. The rest are probably bored of me or already ignoring me. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's almost like people have no idea things haven't always been this way. When you gotta get a job and work for somebody else and get a paycheck that goes to a bank. You gotta register and you get a title, which is just an entitlement. Licenses, codes, statutes, and ordinances that ain't even laws. It's almost like we don't exactly understand what position we're really in. I'm just another student of the human condition who sees how fast we move into a ruined position. And the economy is ecologically deficient. We worship technology, ignoring intuitions. So we don't know ourselves, don't know about our neighbors. Don't wanna go to hell, but nobody knows how to save us. The futility is so contagious. We only feel like we're living when we're given to our lower natures. At least, we feel alive when we're close to death. So there's a trillion dollar industry promoting death, and even teenagers will kill you if you overstep. It's something wrong with that, in case you haven't noticed yet. Overreacting on the wrong ways we rub each other, and looking down because we thinking we above each other. We don't feel no concern when we thinking of each other. We better get to work on learning how to love each other. See, man, that's real right there. If we ain't learned to love each other yet, that's the next thing we need to work on. We could put all the rest of this stuff to the side and start talking. If we want to grow love, we better show love. And in order to do that, we better know love. For real. It's all one love anyway, you know what I'm saying? So all it is just being it. You know, if we can figure this out, if we can get past all the isms and schisms and things like that, then we'll start to understand how much is actually already ours. Like, everything. And we might even have a way of laying a hold somewhere.
That song is my shit. I love that shit right there. That shit was bananas.